Oh, if we knew how he loves us. That's what we need to get a revelation, how he loves us. God loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said to a what kind of man? To a that we and finally we become one perfect man with the full knowledge of the Son of God. I mean, with the full dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. I'm going to see, can we get there? We got about a few more minutes. Verse 14 said, then our immaturity will end. You won't be whining. Somebody won't have to be sticking a ball in your mouth. Petting on you. You grow up. You eat this meat, you'll grow up. Hello. This immaturity will end. We will not be easily shaken by trouble. A little trouble come, and you know, it's sad that it blows some people away. But you know, believer. But when you grow up in this word, you're not either shaken by trouble. Trouble won't move you. Because you know that I'm gonna trouble the trouble.
Come on now, thank you.
Yes, trouble shows up and trouble gonna get trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice now, nor led astray by noble teaching or by false doctrine of deceivers who teach clever lies. But instead, we will remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All of our direction and ministry will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into him, the anointed head of his body, the church. He is the anointed head of the body, the church. He'll lead us deeper into Christ, lead us deeper into the anointing. He is the anointed one. He is the power of God. He is the one that destroys yokes. He is the one that removes burden. And it will lead us deeper into it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
For his body has been formed in his image and is closely joined together and consistently connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts. That's where I want to get to. Every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. You to help me to grow. I'm to help you to grow.
Hallelujah.
Thanks. You've been gifted. Hallelujah. Divine gifts to help to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. Perfect in love. Turn with me. John, 1 John 4:17. Why is it that he wants us to be built up and made perfect in love? 4:17. Actually, let's do 16, 17, and 18. 1 John, I'm reading this from the King James. Okay? When you get it, say amen. 1 John 16. And we know and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
Amen.
And God in him.
Amen.
What did 1 Corinthians 13:8 says? Love never fail. You know why love never fails? God is love. 17 says, herein is our love telling us. You notice that he said that we are built up and made perfect in love. Look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because see, all kind of stuff will come against you. People judge you. Situation come up. You know, you wouldn't plan on this to happen. Here it is. But when that day come, you may be bold to walk in love. Why? Because you coming out. You can't conquer. You cannot conquer love. May have boldness in the day of judgment. Because this is what it says. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is what? So are we in this world. Look at verse 18. There is no fear in love. Woo. That's why you want to be built up. That's why he wants the body to mature and grow up. Because we will not operate in fear once you mature. When you walk in love, there's no fear about it. Fear casteth out. Love casteth out fear. There's no fear in love, right? There's no fear in love. But perfect love does what? Casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that feareth, if you're afraid, you're fearful, you're scared, you're always telling somebody, I'm so scared, I fear the worst. You need to work on your love.
Amen.
Love never fails. Why God called us to be one with him? Because the head have given a commandment and we have a commission to go all over this world, go in all our world and preach the gospel, this good news to every creature.